Okay, so we'll finish Sefer Vav today with one of the four chumras of the Ramah, four ideas of chumras that the Ramah brought up in the name of other Ashkenazic, earlier Ashkenazic poskim. We'll see what they are and why they're only chumras as opposed to being maker idin. So the first one, again, this is the Ramah and our Sif, Simpe Zayin Sipo. Yesh Omrim, so it's one, the Asur Lachtos Aish Tachas Kedera Shal Ovegiluim. Okay, you cannot stir. We actually mentioned this in our dumb at one point. You cannot stir or stoke the fire or the coals under the pot used by a goy, okay, that he's cooking. Because sometimes cooking milk and basa, you know, it's in the pot. And therefore, by stoking the coals, you're contributing to cooking basa v'chol. Okay, v'amachata, as explained, tachas kederi shalahem, boli de bishu basa v'chol. All right, now you have to bear in mind this by itself is not a situation that would necessarily come up readily in our circumstances, although we'll see it can. Okay. In the olden days, they didn't have a private oven and a private stove in their own home. There was a communal area, a big stove. Many people put their pots, they had the fire burning all day, and people would come with their pots and put it on there. So anybody who walked by sometimes would keep the fire going. You know, you could poke, take something with a poker or something like that, and stoke the coals. And so the concern that the Ramah brings up is that if the guy also in the neighborhood also used those things, and what's cooking in their pots? You don't know what's cooking in their pots, and therefore you might be in violation of Bishul Bas B'chol. Okay, that's the Chumrah. Now it's quoted here in the page. It's quoted from the Hagos Mordechai in Perek HaTzlamim. Perek HaTzlamim is the third perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah called HaTzlamim. By us, that doesn't appear there. I mean, it could have been a different gear. So we have this statement in the Shilta Giborim. It's the Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis there in Avodah Zarah, and it's the parak, the second parak in Amidim, the second parak of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so whatever, but so we have it a different marker in the Shilta Gevor. Maybe in the Ramos Girsa there's Agos Mordechai. We don't have that Agos Mordechai there, but in any event, and it's brought from the Sefer the Shilta Gevor. It's brought from the Sefer Atruma. Sefer Atruma is one of the last later Balei Tosas. Okay, not to be confused with the Sefer HaTrumos. You see both quoted. The Sefer HaTruma, the Sefer HaTruma is an Ashkenazic authority from the period of Balei Tosfos, later Balei Tosfos. And then there's the Sefer HaTrumos, was a Sfarad of Talmud Rabban. They're both not unimportant, but they're not the same thing.
I just had an issue with this because there was a Shita Rabbeinu Talmud Rabban. The Rashba quoted one version of the
Hashem is
for Trumos,
and then these other versions are for Trumos. Yes, you have to look, and sometimes, unfortunately, people wrote short. They wrote Sefer HaTruma and a tough ratio of mem with a little smichik at the end, the apostrophe at the end. So you talk about the Trumos or the Truma. All right, so now the new editions of the Torah and everything, they tell you where everything is, and they correct the text, and sometimes it was mixed up. Anyway, this is from the Baal of the Sefer, Rabbeinu Baruch, was offered the Sefer HaTruma. So he says, he was talking about Kederos Akum. The other issue that he was actually talking about was not only in a public place, but you have a non-Jewish workers or housekeepers in a Jewish home, and they're cooking in the Jewish home, they're cooking their own food. Let's say they have their own pot. All right. In other words, the goy comes, they have a non-Jewish housekeeper, and she brings her own food, and not a kashrus issue, and she's not making for you, it's Bishul Akum, she's making it for herself. Okay, or himself, whatever. So the concern is, that's what the Ben Baruch says there. Unfortunately, the Shilta Giborim, for whatever reason, is not in the Bar Ilan database. That's why I couldn't print on the page. But what it says is that the Kederis Akum, by Shal Yisrael, you can't, and again, it's not like us, we have stove to turn on and off. There was a fire burning. So let's say the goy wanted to make his lunch or her lunch to housekeeper. So she has her own pot. So she put that pot on the fire. Periodically, people had fires going. Again, it's not our style of living, but people had fires going, especially in the wintertime. They had fires going all day. So when you walk by, you notice the embers were going out. So you threw something in or you poked it. So anyway, by doing that, you're contributing to Bishul Bas Mecholov if the goy's pot is on it. That's what it says. And therefore, he says that the shivcha or the person working in the house, a non-Jew, should have two pots, one for Bas and one for... it's one for meat, one for there. Even though they're not mechuyev to keep the dinim of pasul chalav, but the safest thing is that you train her to know, or you tell the worker in the house to know, to have two different pots to avoid this problem. That's what the that's chumra number one that the Mordechai that he quotes over here again. By us, it's in the Shulta Geborim in Avodah Zarah Perek Beis. You can't have a, you know, there might be basul chalav in a pot using to stoke the coals, and it'll contribute to the cooking process. Now, the Shach notes here in Sukkot Nirches, okay, on this Ramah, he writes, Mordechai Shom Kosav, again, he quotes from the Mordechai, She also Levashal Zar Isser Reveis Yisrael, Ben Perish Alvi Kachavim. Okay, Shem Yechata Yisrael and Tzal Lachain, Tzorach L'Shchachos, Ovdos Kochavim, Shtei Kederos, Achas Shal Bosor, Achas Shal Cholov, like I said before, Rechat Shal Bosor, Rechat Shal Cholov. Okay, Mihu, but then he adds, Bosor Lav Davka, Elohu Adin Shardo, Shach points out, it doesn't really matter what they're cooking. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter what they're cooking, because right now, maybe they're cooking vegetables in the pot. But the pot was used for basar, so that's blias of basar v'chalav. In other words, it's not just that maybe right now there's basar v'chalav in the pot. Okay, this is what the Shach points out. Elohu din shar dvarim. This is basar tamim. You know, what's the reason? The reason is basar v'chalav. Okay, so if you had, if this morning at home, before coming to your house, the non-Jew cooked, you know, basar v'chalav in this pot, so that's blias of basar v'chalav. So it doesn't really matter what you're cooking right now. And that's what the Shach is. Okay, so it doesn't really matter what you're cooking, because it's always going to be a possibility. You don't know what the non-Jew used that pot for. Okay, and probably used it yesterday for meat in the morning, or for meat in the evening, and then this morning used it for dairy. Again, they're not mechuyev to observe these dinim. So that's it's not lav dafka. In other words, you know, the read of the Ramah is sofishe mevashim when pamim chalav pamim basar. Yeah, in general. So it doesn't matter what's in the pot right now. That's what the Shach points out. The question is, why is this only a chumra? It sounds like, you know, again, I said these are the chumras on the Ramah. Chumras of the Ramah. That has presented the Yesh Omer. You know, why is it only a chumra? Well, you know, it sounds like a reasonable, you know, reasonable din. So, first, so Shmuel Eger makes the point, and the Gilead Marashah here in Sukkot Yadala, we refer to it in Agdoma, Sim Pezat Sukkot Yadala, we write, Yesh Omer, also Lachos, and so on and so forth. It says, the Shach, the Fil Shadra, also Lavashah. He says, Yesh Raya, Lechora Mikan, the Basar Cholosh, the Kvarnis Bashar Yachar, also Lavashah Shenis. We discussed it, we talked about Ein Bishlach Abishul, or Yesh Bishlach Abishul by Basar Cholosh. Well, if the concern here is that, you know, this pot had already been used for basar chalav, and now by stoking the fire, you're contributing, even like based on what the Shach said, it doesn't matter what you're cooking in it right now. Shach says, if you're cooking vegetables, you're cooking water in it, you're heating up water in it, but you're cooking the basar chalav. So evidently, that's what the Rosh Hashanah writes. But mikan, yesh raya, mikan, lechor, mikan, the basar chalav, shekvar nizbash liyachat, osel basar shenis. There's still an issue. Now, you could argue, okay, that, you know, maybe that's why it's only a chumra. We're not sure, Yesh Bishlach, so that's why it's only a chumra, because maybe Ein Bishlach HaBishlach with a chumra to avoid it. Maybe that's why it's only a chumra. Okay, in other words, he's not addressing that question. I'm just suggesting the possibility, maybe that's why we consider this only to be a chumra, because maybe we hold Ein Bishlach HaBishlach with a chumra to avoid it. You hear what I'm saying? So but the horror of the Rosh Hashanah, you're right. It looks from here, if this concern is a legitimate concern, then you must hold Yesh Bishlach HaBishul. But maybe we don't hold like that. But even without that, you could be mechalik as follows. Okay? You could say, you can make a chilik, that maybe really ain't Bishlach HaBishul, but maybe this will be the first time. Maybe we made that chilik. You know, maybe this is the first time Basar Chalav was created here. Maybe that's the concern. Okay, in other words, we don't know what was used in this pot previously. Maybe never used for that. You know, it was only used for milk, and now she's cooking meat. You know, so maybe it's not a Bishlach HaBishul issue. Anyway, that's one possibility as to why it's only a chumra. The Prima Gadim actually here in the on this Shach and the Sisei Das Sukkot Yurches says Ayin Shach Deina. He said the Ein HaOlam Nizharim B'zeh. Okay, I didn't read that, but at the end, the Shach writes, you look at the end of two, Shach says, Ain bezel a chumra ba'alma, ve'ain olam nizharim bezel. Like again, the shach is making it very clear. There's only a chumra, and people aren't so careful about this. And the shach, the Sisadas mentions, and he quotes a placey in the Sukkot Yud Gimel, all right, and he says, uladina basu cholam yesh b'shach ha'bishul. He holds yesh b'chash b'shach ha'bishul. If yesh b'shach ha'bishul, so how come it's not only a chumra? Okay, how come it's not only a chumra? So he says, u'mikom hakom ha'baluach, he says, he says over here that when do we say yesh bishach habishul? It's mamish basar and cholav, right? But we're only talking about blias. That far they didn't go. There's no why? Because that's not derek bishul. We don't cook blias, right? What's absorbed in the pot. I believe this was absorbed in the pot. That far, to go that far and say, well, maybe this pot was used and last week for, to cook up, a meat lasagna with cheese and so on and so forth. Okay, so, all right, so that's real bas v'chalav, obviously. So this, but now all that's in the pot now are the absorbed flavors. So there we won't say, yesh b'chash 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 b'chash. You follow what I'm saying? Is that clear? What's balua? Just a flavor. So by flavor, there's no deal of bishach. I'm not cooking a flavor. Okay, that's the suggestion that, again, that he quotes. The Prima Gadam quotes it, but I showed it to you in the place there, right? That lo chosh is al derek bishul. Av a baser be kedera bas yom mechalav adar derek bishul. Not just a chumra, okay? If you have meat, actually the person's cooking meat, okay? That's how the Prima Gadam concludes. If milk was cooked in this pot in the last 24 hours. Okay, and now this guy is cooking meat in it, then it's not just a chumra. Then, let's say that's not just a chumra. If you're only concerned about bleas, so then it's only a chumra. Right? So that's the Prima Gadam quotes here. The end of the place, the answer to Gimli, right? So he's there, the Balua Shin is Mashal, for Ain Bobishum Mishal, Kula Hailam Rinam. And he said, that's why, but Achain Kosma Shach, Tabi Rakumar Balma. That's why it's only a chumra, because we're only dealing with bleas. Okay, so if it's a kedera, but it's a kedera that maybe there's basu chalav in it now, right? If it's possible that the goy is cooking, meat and cheese in it right now, then avada that's a chumra. And of course you can't stoke the coals underneath it. Of course you can't. That's mamish cooking basu chalav. All right, it's only a chumra we're dealing with, or if the pot is ben yomo from basar, then it's not a chumra. Then it's mamish mikar din. The Chassam Sofer, though, printed in Source 6, the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Aradeus in Tzadi Beis, he says the reason, someone asked him, why is it only a Chumra and so on, and the Bebel was tumbling, why it's only a Chumra, he says, how can you say that it's Osu Medina? Do you know evidence in the pot? There's so many Sfeikas, right? There's so many Sfeikas. The Chassam Sofer says that, it's only a Chumra because there are at least three Sfeikas he mentions. Maybe this guy who's cooking meat in this pot never actually cooked milk in this pot. How do you know? Right? Maybe they never used this particular pot for any dairy products. Okay. Maybe it's not a ben yomo anyway. Maybe she cooked or he cooked milk in it, but 2 weeks ago, but not since then. Right? Maybe milk was never cooked, and maybe it's never been yomo. And furthermore, Vimleka and Vimleka Samech. How do you know the shishim? Right? Maybe the shishim. All right, maybe it's only butel because for stoking them, you wouldn't need shishim. You wouldn't need shishim in the whole pot. Okay, so we call mokum less architim itamz that and another chumra alma. Once you've cashed all these fakers, so then that's why it's a chumra. Yeah.
If you use milk in pot, then it's a flation. So we assume there is shishim, that there is not shishim.
Right, but that is true, except that I think what he means is that because we require shishim against the whole pot.
Yeah.
right? And maybe you wouldn't need that. Maybe again, that's a chumah. But when you're just stoking the coals, maybe you wouldn't say that. It's just that's what I'm saying.
Maybe you don't think that when you use the pot for meat, only build it halfway.
You don't know what. Again, you can make up more sfeikas, but that's the chumah's basic point. But the aruch hashulchan also.
Maybe you would say that some of these sfeikas are kind of flexible, meaning it's not like a by itself sfeika. We say like it's not big.
I have to think it through. I mean, you're saying it's the same suffix. That we'll talk when we get to six fake, of course. But he counts it as two different things. He counts it as comments. You're right. In Bishul Chalav Olam, maybe never cooked milk, and even if we did it 3 weeks ago. So either way, it's the same suffix. It wasn't Ben Yomo. I'm not sure. It's a horror. Just to finish up this number one here, the Aruch HaShulchan in our Siman Peis Zayin Sif Lamed Aleph, he writes, "V'atam de'enam ela chomers ba'alma b'din harishon lachdos takel sham yesh chomer mishnei tam o mishum de'en bishlach habishul bas v'chalam." Like by Shabbos, maybe there's no bishlach habishul by, so there's no problem here. Okay, the laharbe post ain bishlach habishul, right? So like Shabbos or not like Shabbos, discuss. Two, shatam mishum de bas v'chalam habalua b'kli lo shach mizeh bishul. Things are there, like we said from the Mionis Nebishis, like we got on board. Right? There's no Bishul Bishul by Blias, and therefore Shulchan also concludes that's why he quotes the place. Okay? And a Prima God, what we saw, and he said, therefore, it's only a Chumran. Okay? Now, as a side point, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a very interesting question. If we're going to, a sheer Kholi topic, it's not directly our subject, but Akiva Eger brings up here on this, on here in Sifo. So he says an interesting thing. He says, what's the whole problem here altogether? Okay, what's the whole problem here altogether? Cautiously, ha'eno mechavei levasho. When you're walking by in this concern, and as you see this, the coals are, dying or whatever it is, you poke it, you're not interested in cooking. You're interested in keeping the fire going. A general interest, right? He says, ha'eno mechavei levasho rak lachtos ha'esh. Okay, so it's a davar shenu miskamen, right? You're not intending to cook. Now you'll tell me psikresha. So says we keep egu psikresha also lo habi. Okay, the shema lo bishol kachom magder bosa v'gam chalav. Okay, it's not a psikresha, not a vadai that's going to be bosa v'chalav here, because as we said before, maybe the guy never used this pot for fleisha or milchik, whichever one is being used for now.
I mean, psikresha means it's a vadai, but. When we would say
between the Mishnah
versus
Sigrisha,
that's when you know
the
Matzias, this question is
whether
something's going to happen.
So then Rekiba Eger says, with Tzarech Lomar, that's what he says, the Dafka Shema Lo Yehei Nasekein Kemaisa Shalom. When do we apply the question of Sigrisha by Dojan? What's the classic case? You mentioned it, right? Gorer Adam Mita, the Safsa Lekise, right? Dragging something across the dirt floor. So at the time, you don't know, is it going to make a chritz? Is it going to make a ridge or not? You don't know, right? It may or may not. So that's the classic case, right? Because maybe your action will not, in fact, result in make a ridge, all right? But here, here, the suffix is not related to your action. If indeed this pot was used for basr chalav, then your action is vadai going to be cooked for basr chalav. Is that what you're saying? That was your challenge. Yeah. Your action right now, it's totally on something that happened already. If this pot was used for milchi and now she's cooking fleishig in it or whatever, and you're stoking the pot, then there's vadai cooking basr chalav, not a suffix. Do you follow the difference? When it comes?
And therefore
he says, That is psikration. And therefore we also. Okay, that is psikration. All right. He asks. The question is, what's the problem? He's not mechaving, right? And it doesn't seem to be psikresha, because and then he says, no, but it is, right? And it was Rukhi Vega is asking at the beginning. And he's asking, it says, in other words, you follow? That's what he says. So isn't it a double shemis kavin? Then he says psik reisha also not, because maybe the guy never used it. But he says, and now that's not called psik reisha. Because maybe never use it for basar and cholov or whatever. Maybe never use a basar and cook milk in an hour, whichever the things are. But he said that's not true. So you have to say not true. Here, okay, the suffix is on the past. All right, and it's was this pot used? If it was used for meat, now she's cooking milk in it, and you're stirring the pot. That's vaday basar cholov. That's not called vizela. That is psikration. That's a case of psikration because you're vaday. The result is a vaday result. Okay, so therefore it's secretion. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Okay, but yeah.
So we were playing the notion of coming from third
level or one. All right, that's part of it too. Okay, that's the assumption here. Okay, yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay, now he does mention a taz. Okay, a taz in Hilchos Shabbos and Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Tes Zayin. I mean, I don't want to spend that much on it, but it's just a question. He says the taz doesn't seem to hold that way. Okay, the taz. He has a tour. The situation is followed. All right. The Siman Shin Tes Zayin. You have a drawer or a chest or something like that. Okay. And there's, you know, there's stuff inside. Now you want to close the chest with a lot of flies buzzing around. Okay. So when you close the top of the chest, what's going to happen? Willy nilly, you're trapping some of the flies. Okay. So the question is the Achen L'dasa Taz. All right. Shakasa Shamadasa Tur, but no El Hateva. But suffering is all this, the same with Kivega here in our near day. Okay, but Kivega is, you know, brings in things from all over. So he says, but no El Hateva, suffering in Yetzluvim. I don't know, are there flies there not? But suffering. The Mutal no El Hateva Shem is coming. Okay. Now, you're not intending to trap the flies, you're intending simply to close the drawer. Okay. But, but after having psikration, we call Malcolm Dilma ain't Shom Zuvim the law of psikration. That's what it says. Maybe there aren't any flies there, so it's not only it's not a psikration. Okay, well, 1 second. So then, in Cain, according to that, the same question: are there, you know, the flies there from before or not? In other words, if there were are flies there, then you're vada chapter, right? When you're closing, if there are flies, I don't know if there are flies there or not, but if there are flies, then you're vada trapping. Like, so and yet he says that that's not psikration. The Taz says, Kivega said it, right? It's the law of psikration. Im kain lechor benitin didan. So therefore, in our case also, we had the gomor. Do ainam eskaven levashul klisha dekavim. The efshar shein betoka klal bolovas. So therefore, law of psikration. Right? The Kivega, because according to that Taz, according to the way Taz learns in the case with the flies, so then it's he said with the basuchav would psikration if the suffix was on the future, but here the suffix is shavar, so the suffix where there is basuchav that is considered psikration. He quotes the Taz who says that suffix psikration the shavar is mutter. So he says that according to that the it should be mutter here too, right?
Is it possible? Maybe it's possible to say the notion of the Taz, but can you say that maybe the Taz is a great show because as you're closing the door, maybe the flies will fly out?
I don't know. Doesn't say that. That's a suffix. It's still a suffix. Okay. So then you can end up, and that's another reason why maybe Taka, at least according to Taz, maybe Taka, that's why it's only Chumrah. Why Ramo and the Shacharim says it's only a Chumrah, okay? Because really, it should be a Heter Gomer because it is a case of it's not considered psikration, right? That's what he says. By the case of the flies, it's mutter. So then here also it should be mutter. So the Chumrah. That's why they call it a Chumrah. That's another point why it's a Chumrah, okay? Rukim Eger doesn't accept that. He says he doesn't agree, but it's a little more than Taz that you could say. All right? I printed. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe you can make this assumption that the reason why he took the calls is just to kick Bargo in and actually, like, how compelling is that? I mean,
that was the Metzius then, okay? It wasn't for you're not interested in that person's pot being cooked up right now. You're interested in general, they had to keep the fire going, okay? Again, we don't live like that, but first of all, it's in the winter. You want to keep fires going in the house. So people, every time they walk by, someone threw something in or poked something. Again, we don't live like that, but, or they had these public areas where someone walked by, because always people bring stuff there. So you're not interested in the person who's cooking this pot right now. Right. That's. I think that's the mitzvah.
Yeah, that's why you actually want to keep the fire going, because you want to
cook it. No, but it could be for heat purposes, but other purposes too. Love that. I printed the din of the Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Shin Tes Zayin Siv Gimel. The general says Kol Shemino Nitzor Chaylo Ein Minutzor Potter Vel Oser. Okay, you know, really, all the tzad is only the type of creatures that are normally hunted, which does not include flies. People aren't hunting flies. It's moving alfish and mitzvah, but still also part of us. It's also our bottom. Ramo writes lachen yesh. Ramo writes lachen yesh lizaher. Shelo liskor teva ktana o listom kelim zulu b'shabbes. The lepsik reishis sheyatzu dusham. Yesh mekilin b'makom shim yiftach a kli litla misham yivrichu. That's what you were getting at. The Ramo quotes in Siman Shin Tezana Kula that it's not really trapped because as soon as you open it, they can fly out. He was saying a little different. He was saying when they were closing, but that's he brings up. So the Taz over there, it's Sukkot and Gimel, says Iva Afilim Vada Yezuvin. That's not called Nitzod in general. And he says based on the Suffolk, can be Yezuvin there or not? Yesh Lahat there, because that's not Psik Reishi, because it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Psik Reishi. You don't know. Now again, Kiv Eger said that's not called the Suffolk Psik Reishi because the Vada result. In other words, you hear Kiv Eger's thing we said before, right? For him, it's a Vada result. Pending certain circumstances, a Vada result. And Psik Reishi, he defines to be someone with not a Vada result. Like the classic example, Psik Reishi drinking something across the floor. It's not a Vada result. Here, it's a Vada result if the circumstances are in place. That's not Psik Reishi. So it is Psik Reishi. Okay. So that's the... That's a long bir halacha. Again, if you're interested in the subject, that's not a good first year calling. And the bir halacha there in Siman Shin says Shin Tezayin Siv Gimel writes Hine Hataz Chidesh Kadaber Chodesh Binyan Psik Reishi. Who the Kashem the Hechad and the Sapkalon? The bir halacha is more identified with the Mekiv Eger. He said this is a big chiddush on the Taz because he's saying the Hechad the Misapkalon Im Ye Asel Iser Olo Amrin and Dabashem Is Kav Mutter. Okay, according to Shimon, by the grave, and they said that's not so pashut. Okay, who did hechel misapkal and yesh iser b'hamaisa? Usually, again, with the like we said before, lulei and right said before, it's only on the maisa, right? This will the forbidden act result from this maisa? And the Mishabur writes, "Belulei had dvar hasvar lehipo." The maisa is sebavada iray maisa, namely the closing of the chest. Im sofek um yesh kan iser, namely the flies. Then it's a sfek of the maisa. Okay, so he says, Mekenza, again, he says it, and then in the bracket, motzosu bichlus mikvi eger yodeis and pesan tivav bagosh mitzadik gamkin kisvar seno. He's very happy to find it. What he just said is mikvi eger, like we saw. Okay, then towards the end, he adds something else. He brings a stickler raya. There seems to be a little bit of a riot to the Taz from the Ramban about putting hot water into a cold pot or something. Okay, because you know when you make metal, it's arif, so you have to, it's called temperate. You got to put it in, it comes hot off the whatever the kiln wherever you make the metal, and they got to temper it. Okay, so with cold water, yes. Cold water. So that's what he says. So he says that the Ramban says it's not osur to eino osur lishpok mayim lamecha, but lo chashil mitzari, because maybe it never came to that. It wasn't that hot. It was already finished. The makapat was done already. It's already lo higil etziruf. Even though it was very hot, but it wasn't that hot, and so on. So again, he does. The bottom line is, though, the Ramban seems to consider a suffix sha'ava. You know, the question where, what's the status of that thing? But anyway, that's Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay. All right. So there is a little sha'ava. All right.
Are you doing this little handle like one remedy that you make or what?
Yeah.
I mean, the way the physics generally works is that whatever's going to happen is totally determined by the initial conditions. So you could say that mitzvila, like if you drag a, if you let's say drag a bench in the chritz, I mean that's megala, that mitzvila. There's talk with
over. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay, but you, at the time you do the maisa, when you do the action, you don't know.
It's
a different you don't know, right? So that's the question of
what we should.
I hear you. Right. Objectively, the answer is what do you mean? Either way, we don't know, right? What's it? I don't know for this reason. I don't know for that reason. I don't know if something else is going to result. look, that's what he's saying. In fact, I don't know if something else was going to result. I don't know because of the mice may not lead to it. I don't know because the Matthias will go that way. But that's good for the Mahoga. I think that's good for the Mahoga.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, we go into Karka. The reason why I don't know if they make sense is because I don't know how hard the Karka is. But you could just measure the Karka. You know how hard it is.
No, it's kind of. And I guess it also how sharp the bench bottom is.
Right, see how sharp the legs are. I mean, yeah, you're right.
But you could make all the calculations. All the information is there. You just aren't looking for it. So theoretically, it should be the same thing.
I hear what you're saying. It's always, the lack of information is always, you know, clarifiable.
I don't know exactly the difference. Why is it better?
Let's think about it for a second. If that is the Gemara's example case, Lamaisa, that's the case, right? I mean, what does psikresha mean, right? Psikresha means I can't cut off the chicken's head and say that I didn't want it to die, right? But you know in advance that it's going to die if you cut its head off, right? You know that. This case is...
The bench example isn't the perfect example, although we use it classically.
Yeah, well, that's the
argument. That's such a topic. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but psychoracia, it won't... You know, the bench case is right. And you're saying that objectively speaking, one can always investigate, you know, and but and see that the Matthias lined up, so to speak.
And even how to investigate the past.
Yeah.
No, it's before you drag the bench. You should have taken a soil sample. You have to ask.
No,
so regardless of, and that's what I mean, maybe you can investigate, but that's not the point. The point is that what is going to result is determined by past events. That's already.
I guess I said this is a side point of Kivega's thing. I still think at the end of Kivega says that, you know, he says that it's not, he doesn't think that the chumra of the Ramah is a chumra because with a suffix sigracial sha'avar, okay, a suffix sigracial sha'avar is that's why we're machmer. I think he doesn't say that, but you could say it. I hear. Okay, let's go weiter. Some of the okay, the second chomer rabo, weiter in Simon Pesach Sif Vav. This is the name of the Mari Vail. Okay, that's Mem Hey Reish Yud Vav. Sometimes you see Reish Yud Vav by itself, which are many ruchams. You have to figure out what it means. But this is Mari Vail. Okay, who was a Talmud of the, you know, in the 1400s, again, late Ashkenazi, Rishon, a Talmud of the Maharil, not the same person, Mari Vail. We have two of the Mari Vail. Okay. So here the Rambam says, Od Kasu, the Ein La'arev Mayim She'idichu Bahem Kli Basar, Imayim She'idichu Bahem Kli Cholob, Belite Ein Lifnei Behema. Let's say I have water, okay, and I use water to wash my flesh dishes. Okay, and I have another basin, separate sink or a separate area of basin where I wash milk dishes. So I'm going to pour what I want to do with that water. We live in a different time. We don't waste water because we got to go down to the well to get it. So I'm going to give that to the cat, to the pet, to the animals. But that's water. Perfect. They can drink it. Okay, I have water mixed with muscle. I'm with the kids. So it's for the animal. Okay, but that's what Moses says. The name of the Marival, Old Kassel, the Ain Arab Mayan Shedichub and Klibasi, Machis Mukhov, the Lithian, and the Hamad, the Surbano, because it is so known. Okay, this is in the Chidushe Dinan and Halachas, the Marival, Sun Chof Aleph, that's where it's found. Okay, I printed the 13. Ain Ma'arvin, can't mix up Mayan Shahutchubo, Karas Shabasi, Mayan Shahutchubo, Karas Shahulab, the Lithian of Samayan, the Hamad, the Habib Basu, Cholab, Asurano. Okay, now. The Shach again right away points out, it's quite good, that's 14. The Sumana, Hainu Kashedichim and Mayim Rosim. This whole problem is only if you wash these, this water had a, we washed these fleshig and milky dishes in Mayim Rosim. Both were Mayim Rosim, you know, bubbling water. Okay. Then the Irvim Kach, and the Irvim Kach was in the mixed up Rosim, because Alavahi, there's no Isabano. Okay, because then it's not Berach Bishul, right? It's still usher for you to drink it because it's but it would not be usher by Hanoah because it's not real Basar Chav, no Berach Bishul, right? And you hear the Shach. He's saying only both sets of water were boiling hot when they washed the dishes, and it's still boiling hot when you mix them up. Otherwise, it's not Berach Bishul. So therefore, it might it's not, it's the, and then it's all Darbon, and therefore no Shach Hanoah. So then you could give it to you can't drink it, okay? But you can give it to your pet. That's what the Shach points out. Okay. We keep Eger again asks an interesting side question. Okay, we keep it again, it's all in the same sin and pays on Tzivov. The S on the Shach, 1 second. If the water was boiling hot, so aside from the Hanoah problem, what else is there? The Bishul. Right? He says. That's not just a chumrah. Okay, if you have piping hot fleshy water, piping hot milky water, and you mix them together, it's mamish cooked in bas v'chol. Right? So that he says, he quotes that question. So that the only thing is, so he quotes the Minchas Yaakov, right? That's the Torah of Shom, you know, the Chok Yaakov, Shus Yaakov. He said, Minchas Yaakov, Klal, whatever he quotes, Pehes, he quotes the test, Kasa de Meir She'enan Rosen. It must be that it wasn't boiling water. But after Kavan de Lohavi Derek Bishul, Mutter Bahana, we call Mokom also Arab Yadayim Lohanos Meno. So what's the problem? It wasn't hot. So where does this Anah come in? Where does this Anah come in, right? So the Kibega quotes that it's not, it was clearly not boiling hot, because otherwise it could be a proper Bishul, which would be a real issue, not just Chomer. Right, Elamai, the water wasn't boiling hot, so it wasn't boiling hot. What's the problem? Again, these are four chumras. So this is the second one. It's only a chumra. Okay, you got the first one, right? There, Hashem will explain why it's only a chumra. We'll get to why there's also only a chumra. Before we get there, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Rabbi Akiva Eger is a substitute. Okay, again, Rabbi Akiva is an old kusul. These are all chumras. From what's that?
So
they're
saying it's bad.
No. The chumra is that you have hot water that was used for flavor. No. So he said, well, what's the problem? He said, no, not to get it. It's also the Arab time management. You can. It's true that there's no. It's a chiddush, okay? But he says it is a big chiddush. He says it's true. It's suggesting the water wasn't hot. So the water's not the no bishul problem. So then why is this? I'm not. It's not derech bishul. So it's only drabanan. So then no. No, so when we say it's only Drabanan, it's Drabanan to get Hanoah from, but you can't do it on purpose so that you'll be nene from it. You want to mix this and feed it to the animals. That's what he's saying. He says, Mikol Mokom, also La Arev Biyadayim Lehanos Mena, Kedei Lehanos Mena. Okay? Well,
no one cares to have that
because
it's cold water.
Okay, you're right, but it's also Arev Biyadayim. And, so that's what they have to understand that. I mean, that's what he says. It's a good question. But again, that's what he's saying. You can't, when he says no issa hanah, if there was a mixture of basar v'chol, drabanan, happened, memela, whatever, so then it's mutar b'hanah. But that's said, the chiddush, it's important chiddush, if we hold like that. Okay, but you can't create the issar for the purpose of getting hanah from it. As if it happened, okay, the water's got mixed. Here, the assumption is when you mix it together, it's because you want it to come, you want to feed it to the animal like that. So therefore, you're creating it. Now, then he mentioned, so that's one possibility. It's a chiddush. Okay, he says, but it's an important point, I think. Because that's, that when we say that Basar Chol was only Darbonis, it means it happened, right? But to do it on purpose, that you can't do. Sort of to Cain, we'll get to two. Cain, right? We'll see in a second. Right, he says, Okay, he says maybe it, the issue is that the water was hot. He has to go back to say the water was hot. If the water was hot, well, that's his first teretz, right? He quotes the Minchas Yaakov. That's the first teretz. That the water wasn't hot. How come is this Avanah? So he has a chiddush that it's also Avanah to create, to do on purpose. Okay? But then he gives a second teretz. Ulai Yishlomai. Oh, the water is hot. The water is hot, like we first thought. So why isn't it the problem of Bishul? Because maybe the Shishim, okay, against this, I'm going to shish him in the water. Ella the aser la arev or lahanas menu the habi mevatel isul chatchilu. Okay, the aser the dina dain mevatel. I'm sorry. So maybe there's an issue of that it's dain mevatel isul chatchilu, right? But then he says the din of ein ratli shachila is leinian ein ratli shachila is a din leinian achila b'hanoch, aval leinian bishul lo matzinu kein. So he's going to say a funny thing. Okay, we'll have to figure out why. But then he says tadayin sarchi, and then he goes home. So the question is why. But let's see what he says. He says there is shishim. Okay, so that takes by mixing them together. You mix them together. So that takes care of the bishul problem, because it's shishim. I ain mevat nesel chatchila, right? So he says, no, ain mevat nesel is only by achil and hano. That's what he says.
Well,
why should it be? But that's what he says. Yeah.
So if you have, let's say, you have 50 parts water, 1 part pasta, 1 part kol.
Right.
So that's theoretically about that. I mean, let's do the 50 parts water, 1 part pasta, 1 part kol. Okay. But the kol and the pasta together, it's 50 versus 2. That's not shishim. Each one separately, well,
let's
say 100 parts.
Yeah.
100 parts water, 1 part
pasta, 1 part.
But if you have 2 versus 100, that shouldn't be bottled. But if you look at it, well, there's 101 parts
okay,
of
so
water
that,
and 101 parts
yeah,
of
so
water.
So did we talk about that a little bit, Hagdama, also, about, you know, how do you make it? Hold the thought. Okay. The Rav explained on this chiluk that, you see, why should there be a chiluk? But before you get to the question, I want to understand why he says not a problem with bishul. Okay, because you mix them together, but the mixing together is mutter as far as bishul is concerned. But it's also b'hanoah and rachil, of course, but also b'hanoah as well. And that's what Kibbeke says. He says, the last line, he says, demayr demayim shavizach kilin hen shishim kenegera a'isr. Okay, ela the osur la ari will hanas mena the havatle shal chatchila, but that dinah havatle is rakling in achila vano. Aval in bishul lo matzino kein. Look at that tzarchi. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that what is this din of ein havatle shal chatchila? He said there's no isser. There's no. It's not that there's a prohibition to, you know, create bittel. That there's a prohibition. No din. I'm not allowed to do this. What it means is if you do it, it doesn't help. If you do it on purpose, the bittul doesn't work. You follow that? Ein mevat nesel chatchila is not a din that I'm not allowed. I violate something. I violate something doing this? Let's say I don't pretend to do anything. If I pour in more water, whatever it is, whatever the mixture is, or more milk, or more meat, whatever it is, I don't eat it. I'm not doing anything. Did I violate an isser? Ein mevat nesel. I was mevatel an isser. You know what I'm saying? There's no isser. I'm using different words and nothing. There's no prohibition to be mevatel an isser. And on purpose. Is there a prohibition? I have a pot of basur chol, it's not shishim. So I'm going to pile in more meat. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go home afterwards. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to smell it. Did I violate something by doing that? No. It doesn't work to enable me what? To go ahead and eat it or to get hung off from it. So he said, Father, so the Rav said that ein mevat nesel chatchila simply means it's not that I'm not allowed to do the action. I'm not allowed to get benefit from that action. But mevashel is not anything. That's he explains why the chiluk between achila and hanoah. Ein mevat nesel chatchila means I'm not allowed to benefit, to get some sort of positive result that helps me. Okay. That's only by achila hanoah.
How does that help with bishul?
Because by bishul, what's happening? In other words, by bishul, there's no. His point is there's no issur on the act. There's an issur on the result. Bishul's only an act.
Wait, okay.
That's the thing. No, because when you do the bishul, when you're doing the bishul, what you do? Okay, you just cooked something. There's no result from it. In other words, I think the way the Rav is saying it, it's a result oriented. The halacha is it doesn't work. Bittul doesn't work. And by the way, we, if you remember correctly, what we said at the beginning, you know, by Basu Chol, remember we said it's not really the regular Bittul. Remember we said that? It never became Basu Chol in the first place. Remember we had that whole Hakira? Right? But Bittul Basu Chol is a different thing because both things are mutter. So it never became Basu Chol in the first place. So you can say at the time of the Bishul, okay, at the time of the Bishul, it doesn't become, at that moment, you're not doing anything in terms of Basu Chol. At the moment of the Bishul. Does that work? I don't know. I'm not sure now. I have to think about that.
Okay,
well,
I was asking
about,
okay, so if it's just about the Maitzah, and who cares about the Hamaftah, I think you should do the Bishul Basu Chol.
No, but I didn't because you had.
Mishlo,
no, so the way the Rebbe explained, you're right, that's how we usually think. And the Pashtus. Right. The Pashtus is that there shouldn't be any chilek between Bishul and Hanan, and I agree with you. And even Kriyegar says, Adayin Tzarchiyah. I mean, I'm just trying to explain why one could possibly suggest that Bishul is different. Okay, you can say that Bishul is different because the principle, is a result-oriented principle. It means I can't, benefit from it.
You do it, is it?
It doesn't work. If I do it, it doesn't work to eliminate this.
Meaning the bittul doesn't work?
Yeah.
The bittul doesn't work. Which means now you have this big thing of water, a little bit of muscle, a little bit of color, and it's not enough.
Right.
And you're complete. How is that not
enough? Because if they have water, it won't work. So no. Now you have enough.
Right. It won't work so that. That, the principle the Chazal introduced, Ein Rabat Masechat Chilin, I can't rely on Bittul to get, Bittul usually means that now I can eat it, give my animal whatever. You can't rely on the Bittul.
In order to get enough.
Right.
We'll do something to get out.
Right. Okay, it's just a thought. I mean, again, the Pashtus is, I think, is not this way. But once your Kiyagir said it, so you need to understand. The other thing the Rav also mentioned here, you can also discuss is there a difference in Eivat L'Tzarchila to when you don't have an Isra to be Monea, an Isra to come into existence. In other words, there's no Isra here yet. There's no Isra here yet. And now, when you have a pot full of meat and milk and there's a Lachishim, so now I pile in more. So I'm, the Isra was there and now I'm getting rid of the Isra. That's saying Malas HaTchila, but maybe you could say yes from Malas HaTchila if it's to prevent the Isser from coming into existence in the first place. That's a mention of horror. Okay, anyway, that's okay. Why is this only Chumrah? Why is this holding only Chumrah? It's Aruch HaShulchan again. It's Sefilam Gimel now. We're focused on Sefilam Beis, Aruch HaShulchan. This is Chumrah number two, right? Not to mix that water. He said, "V'din Hasheni she'ain la'ar ma'im shadichu b'em kli basi ma'im shadichu b'em kli chala v'litein l'tnei b'hema." Hayo shayv ze elim ken hayu al ma'im roschim mikli rishon. Right, it's only possible the water. Okay, he had a svara can apply even if the water is not hot. But leave out the kivayger. The pasuk, right? It's only, it has to be roschim. This arbu roschim, and then we also mix roschim. The lake kala ken ainu asvano she'ain to der bishul. It also says you also have to have mamoshes of basur chalav inside the kli, not just bliya. Okay, and for all of this to happen in a kli rishon, he says it's just not the rochok hametzias. It's not hametzias. So our feeling in dichum rosh kli rishon chakach is arvohen and kli sheni. Usually. You pour it into another basin, right? You're going to feed it to the animal, so you pour it into the trough or whatever. So now, and it's the way the mixture takes place in a klisheni, right? And not on a fire, right? So a lot of circumstances would have to be in place to be a problem, okay? And just as a side point, with no gale or maisa, it is hard to tray up a sink. Okay, it is hard, even if you have one sink. Now, I guess the apartments here probably only have one sink, but nowadays many kitchens have two sinks. Anyway, not an issue. But the tray from the sink, everything has to be roasting, it has to be mamoshes. It's usually a problem. A milking a fork falls, and it's usually detergent, which comes the next thing. A milking a fork falls into when you're washing the spoons and the milking. It's usually not going to be a problem. I'm just pointing out. Usually, the metzias, that's what Rosh Hashanah said, the metzias have to line up. And it's just rochok metzias. Okay? All right, chumrah number three. This is from the Maharil himself. That was the Marival, was the Talmud of the Maharil. The Maharil was, again, an important Ashkenazic authority. I mentioned Maharil's name was Yud Lamed, since Yaakov Lowy or Levy. Okay, sometimes called Mari Segel. I know that to you once. Okay, Segel. That's how the it's put that proposal here. No, I did. Yeah, the Sefer Mahariel, right? Amar Mari Segel. Okay, Samuel Gimel Lamed. Segel is Sgan Lakoin. Usually Segels are Levim. Okay, but they're Segels because they're Rosh Hashanah. Samuel Gimel Lamed is Sgan Lakoin, the assistant to the coin. That was the, Lakoin, the Lakoin were called cats, Kohen Tzedek. So he had other types of nicknames. So the Levim were called the Segel. So he was called Mari Segel, but that's the Lamed in Mahariel, the Levi. So obviously important, certainly the German community, like the Breuer's community over here, a lot of the Hagen based strictly on the Mahariel. Okay. I think I mentioned though, the Mahariel was also a chazan, and he is what they say is that some of the standard Nusach Ashkenaz tunes were from the Mahariel. I'm not sure, I never researched that, but I heard that from more than one person. Like Yotef, we were on his way, so tune. That's the Ashkenazi Nusach, that's from the, I think it's from Mariel. And Yom Naram also. Okay, I think it's also from, they say at least some of it to some extent from Mariel. Anyway, so the Mariel, that's what he quotes him here. Od Kosum, the Kli Sha'osin Bo Mayim Lechafifas Harosh. Okay, this sounds a little funny to us, although not necessarily. Okay, if you have shampoo, okay, a hair cleanser, okay, shampoo, the chafifas harosh, right, to shampoo your head. In those days, shampoo was made. You'd be surprised what's in shampoo today. I'm not talking about the one that men normally use, but this that gives your body. It's all kinds of junk in it. There's all kinds of interesting things that come together. So they would make some type of shampoo with ashes. Okay, with ashes, that's some type of shampoo. Okay, so there's no problem to have the ashes already, and it's mixed with other stuff. And I know that, for example, I'm trying to think that. Yeah, I'm saying they do, exactly right. You need soap also, yeah. So even soap, and a shampoo has charcoal. Look, there's all kinds of ingredients, and they have different types of plants, derivatives, and so on and so forth. And beer is supposed to be good for your hair, but not for us. If the women want to have fluffier body hair, whatever, the hair should look a certain way. So they had it in those days too, not as sophisticated, obviously. But anyway, so the cliche osim mamanach v'zrosh ein l'shamish bo the osim osim eifer shalakir v'gilus who is arev sham bas mechol. It's another chumra, the Mahariel. Okay, I printed it here in the in 18. It's in the Mahariel. Minhagim Hilchos Isra Hetaros Gimel. Omar Mari Segal, Maya, the Chafifas Rosh Osim Me'efer Kira. They use ashes from an oven. That's dope, Oshabishu Shom Machale Bos Mechol. Okay, these ashes will have, we'll use by the, not Bos Mechol cooked together, but, today I cook Bosra and later on I cook Milchis. And some of the stuff splatters over or whatever, and it gets in this, a stove which makes milk will cook. So the kli that the shampoo is used in, is stored in, should not be used. Shouldn't use that same kli. Okay, he says ki lefamim kederus chala v'chein kederus basa nishpachim ozavin al tocha efer nimtzi the yesh ben isu basa chala. And he tells the story. Pam achas chimem hashamish bebeis harav anal mayid the chafivim ba'osom archeshes barza lovan shoragil harav lekarbo yena v'osacham. Some of the housekeeper, or whatever, one of the attendants in the house, Mario's house, took the kli that was used for the took the mayid the chafivim, the shampoo water, and put it in a kli that he used to keep wine in. He got very angry. He said, "Ve'ichar apo ma'od hitzik lahagel kli." Okay. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings this to Chumrah as well. All right. Now, the problem is there seems to be a steerer from a later din in Siman Tzadi Hei. Yeah. Well, it had beliefs of Bas Mechol. Okay. Again, we'll see at the end of Aruch Shulchan why it's in the Chumrah. Don't use it for cooking. Okay. All right. But anyway.
Does
Amar Mari Segel in the Sefer Mahariel? Yes, some of the Talmidim wrote, yeah. A lot of times it's Amar Mari Segel. Not always, a lot of times it doesn't. Most of the time it doesn't, but sometimes it does. Does that mean one of the Talmidim inserted it? I'm not sure. Okay, but a lot of times they'll say Amar Mariel, Amar Mari Segel. Yeah. Anyway, but there seems to be this theory, because in Siman Tzadi Hei, Siv Dalam, later in Yerida. It says, Yerua Leishim, Nosno Efer, Ramayim Chamin, Shemiora Kodem, Shenichach, Neres Besocha, Afal Pisha, Shumadabar, Mutar, Daide Efer, and Osin Tam of Gam. Okay, without all the details now, but if you put Efer, like to wash something with, okay, you put Nosno Efer, like a detergent, what we call a detergent, into hot water in a pot before you put the things you're going to wash inside. So even though it may have some grease or shuman or inflation or whatever, it's not a problem because no same time of God. No same time of God. That's the din in the Shulchan Aruch over there. And the Shach Tzivkot and Chafalaf over there, it's in Tzadihe, writes, Din Zelo Nimtzim Shum Posek, the Lord of Shum Echad Nachonim, he's good, nobody speaks it out of it. He doesn't bring it and so on, and he disagrees with it. Okay, he says it's not true, it's not enough, and therefore he's shishim against whatever the Kli is. Okay, so he disagrees with it. However, he doesn't know where the Ramo got this from. All right, the Taz over there in Siman Tzadi Heistul, Tzikon Tezvot, he says the Eifer is not common God. And he said, Fize ain't Yisrim Nafal Boris, or it's not called the soap. Okay, or the detergent. Okay, which is made out of chalev, the fat, you know, like a soap. Soap is made out of sometimes fats. L'tok Tavshar Boris, Yeshba Eifer, Kishos on the chalev. And he questions whether that's, you know, that might be okay. Because again, soap sometimes made out of fat, animal fat. I don't think today it is, but soap made out of animal fat. But let's say it lands into to some type of Tavshar, it's okay because again, it has this other ingredients in it that makes it no sin Tam of God. All right. Now says the Taz, the second line there. Sim Tzadi Hey. The Tzorach in Razu, the Leil Sim Pezayin Kasam Ramo. That Klish also Mamayim Lachavis Rosh Regilus Hu LaArev Shom Bos Mecholot. Okay. Why isn't it no time of Gam? Okay. Good. You have these ashes, the milk spilt on it, meat spilt on it. It's ashes. It's no time of Gam. So okay, no time of Gam. Ancient Wise Shabbos Mecholot Gamrei. Okay, so that's what the Taz wonders. It was a stickle steer, right? And it was by us, we said that this Afer, we have a Chumra at least, to watch out, okay, you know, not to use the stuff that's for shampoo, to use it for cooking, because this Afer, but in Siman Tzadi Hey, it says that Afer, Ramo says that Afer is, or the Shulchan Aruch, but it says that Afer is also in Talmud of Kav, so it's not a problem. All right, so he says, maybe there is a Machlokas. He says, basically, you could argue that what we said here in the Siman Pesayin is the Ramah. And what's over there in Siman Tzadi Hey is the Machabes. It could be some Machlokas, whether we say the Nosin Tam of Gam is enough or not. Okay. All right. The Marsha of Shon Eger also notes the same. By us now, back to Harrison Pesayin, if caught the Tezvog. Okay. The Shon Eger says, Ayin Taz, he points to this Taz in Siman Tzadi Hey, but that's how we don't look there. All right, which quotes a Chuvah in Tzemach Tzedek, who says the Hachos Lachatchila L'Shamish Kedim Kol Tam of Gam. That's Lachatchila. No, this din is what do you call it? Is the din that Ramo is mentioning is Lachatchila. You shouldn't do it. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Hey 19, She'im Nosno happened there in the Diavet. So that's another way to learn that. Could be it's Machos Lachav Ramo. Could be it's Lachatchila in the Diavet situation. Okay. Now, so that's how we can answer that. The Shach in Sivkot Nechof. Okay, but one second again, same issue. What are you only worried? You shouldn't be. What are you only worried about the kli where the shampoo is stored? You shouldn't be able to use that shampoo at all. Why? At the same point, the Shach is Sivkot Nechof. Hadlo mitzvah haytanach b'zor shadol. You shouldn't be able to wash your hair with this. Shari nitla mishum the lerchot rosh. Yeah, shari nene. It's hano. So you could say that. He said mishum the lerchot rosh came and she'enu dover shalachil alo choshim hano came and she'enu nene migufa iser. Okay, he says the ikker basically is the, you know, the water we're washing with. It's not considered really to be hano. Okay, and again. Because this is flavor. You're not getting hanor from the flavor of the basm cholov in this shampoo, right? When it comes to this achila, that's what the shach means, right? It's ena dober shal achila, lo chashim hanor. When you're eating, you want to eat something, so then you're getting hanor from the flavor, right? But what do you call it? But to get hanor from shampoo that a basm cholov, there's no hanor from the flavor, okay? That's what he says. It's like, you know what? If I have a kli, if I have a kli for basm cholov kli, okay, and I want to use it to put the flowers in, that's mutter. It's not an issue to use the kli. Okay, there's a flavor there, but I'm not gonna eat better for the flavor. I want to store my flowers, right? That's the idea. Okay. Yeah. Now I want to finish this today, if I can. I quoted the place. We had this place at the beginning of the year also. This is the famous place in St. Pezayin, Sukkot and Tezvav. It's over here. Okay, but we talked about it over there when he made a chiluk that when we brought up this issue that it doesn't become Bas B'Chalav at all, right? And he mentioned but the chiluk between the first time. Okay, he talked about it, something which is pogame. Okay, those in Talmud of God, we compared it to Shalokadar Hachila, remember all that? Okay, Shalokadarko. So he makes a chiluk. He makes a chiluk that Hani Milik is Shekvar Nesra Basu Cholot, of a Basu Shenuffel of Tok Cholot, Vidovar Mar. Okay, Ad Shapogam, Ainon Asa Isra Basu Cholot Cholot. That's the chiddush. That was the chiddush that plays. Again, it's here in the siman. That's why I'm mentioning it now. We talked about it, right? He said the difference with something that's also already off pas v'cholov, because then if you eat it or you mix in, that's something else. But if it never became pas v'cholov in the first place, basar shenofel toch cholov v'dovar mar gamkein. Okay, eno nasa isu pas v'cholov klal. Okay, so that's how he relates that to the aver issue. Okay, he says. So that's the distinction he makes over here. That the Afer, in other words, the fact that it's Afer, once it's a Bas B'Chol, it's not going to help. Anyway, I mentioned that. But more important for us right now is he quotes the Shach, okay, at the end. He says, because of a Shach, why is it mutter to use a shampoo altogether? It's Bas B'Chol. I don't understand. What do you mean? Okay, he says, why not say, Kevin Bechol Isurum Khatika Nas the Velim, can a mayim nas the velim khatika disurve, can a mayim coach rosho? Okay, the Asur Mahano. He says, he doesn't like the Shach's answer because Khanan we pass when the Khanan applies to Bas Bechol. So the water, what did the Shach say? The Shach said you're not really getting Hana from the flavor of the Bas B'Chol because you're really washing with the water and there's some flavor in it. That's not a problem. It's Hana. But the Plesi, again, I only reprinted the first part of the Plesi as we discussed. I don't want to go into it now. What we discussed is Kiddush. But the second part of the Plesi is on the Shach. He doesn't like the Shach's answer because the Shach answered that, the real Hana is in the water. Good. Not also in the water. Chatichanas Nevela. If it's Bas B'Chol, the whole thing becomes. Also, so he is getting benefit from the Bas V'Chol, right? I mean, the flavor of the Bas V'Chol should impact the entire water. Okay, so then he says, "It's our chalomer the kula ha'i lo achmer." All right, I have to say we don't go that far. Basically, says that they were never machmer to that far on chaticha nas nevel. Okay, I just want to also point out the Chavos Das here. Okay. He suggests what the Shach may have meant is the law mina b'isarano chaticha nazarelo shahay shagufa chaticha osubano kevin jurak b'isarabana. And what he says the pshat in the Shach is we don't say chaticha nazarelo to make something osubano. Right, we don't apply chaticha to something ano. It only applies to make something osubachil. That's the Chavos Das. Okay. Anyway, why is this whole thing okay? That's what I'm saying. Even though there are four chumras that are somewhat far fetched, but. They're no gay until the din. That's what I'm trying to point out. Finally, on this point, there are chashulchan in Sukkot and Lamed Gimel. Badin Ashlishi. Why is it only a chumra? Bechafifas harosh osim me'efer shebekira bevadai kvar nisraf kolach luchas v'gamu tam v'gam. First of all, there's not any ban left. Okay, there's nothing in mamashistik. Number two, it's nosim tam v'gam. And even though we say that Babas v'chalav is an isser, even if it's not. It's a tasty. That's zel shekvar nasa bos v'chalav. Like that's from the place. Okay, that's when it already became bos v'chalav. When it already was bos v'chalav. But here to create bos v'chalav, ayidei dvar ma'pog mizel lo shaman. Okay, v'dinu kacholei sum no santam kam mutter. And that's from that place. Good. Last chumrah number four. Last one. This is also from the Marivayel. So Ramo himself concludes all these things that I just said the aforementioned four things he says. But with the Eved ain lachush becholzeh, so our mom self calls it a chumra, right? But the Eved ain lachush becholzeh, afachat chil, it's only a chumra, and a mekel lo hifsid. But as far as what is the fourth thing, you have a bias achorev, okay? Bias achorev. If you had people had an oven that would be used to heat the house, so it had and it would put stuff on the to make steam or stuff in the house in the winter times. So they put these big pots, and they would have water in the pot, and they would heat up the house. Okay, and these pots were not used, but it says don't use those pots. Okay, because sometimes the other pots that he put on the fire spritz into them and so on, and therefore we have a bas v'chalav problem. That's how the Marival in the Chidush Adin Malachas Simchav Dalet Hakadero Shem Asum Bezochat Tanurim Shabbes Achorev Omechamim Bomayim Ainly Stopik Malosamayim Lola Bas Olachal. They put water in there to steam up or whatever, you know, to keep fire and keep things hot. Okay, don't use it for either bus or ochal. Mishum delefamim, misimim kederes im bus or tochatan or matiz mimen alosu kederes outzal of a bus. Think spritz. Okay, things are spritz. Bottom line. Okay, if the water is heated up an oven that's used to heat up the house, you shouldn't drink that water either with milk or flesh, because sometimes people use those ovens to cook meat. Sometimes milk. Think spritz into the water. That's what Rambam says. The Shach and Sifan Chafalav writes. Okay, I'm sorry. He says that at the end of the day, the Ramo writes, there's no problem. Even chatchila, it's only chumra. But he writes, the shach does umash mishom the bekederos shom matchos ain lahak afil chatchila mishum the afi vayanitos hayachozu mislaven ad daish. Very interesting addition from the shach. He says if you had metal pots, you don't have to be machmer even lechatchila. Because even if something did spritz into it, but in effect, like it's self-kasher because it's on the fire, right? In other words, when you have a pot with the concern was that some milk or flesh spritz into it, it's metal, so then that gufa, the pot itself becomes, you know, as we said, you can't use this pot later for, again, the pot is used to heat the house. They put water in there, and the pot is used to, it says, don't use those pots later for fleshing or milking. Don't use the water, don't use those pots, okay, for fleshing or milking. But he says, even if something spritzed onto the pot, milking or fleshing, milking and fleshing, but the pot was on the fire, so it was instantly, so to speak, got kasha. Right? How did it, that didn't become treif? It didn't become milk.
They leave
one
on the entire
pot? Well, I mean, assume it's right on the fire, I guess so.
Is it the top of the pot?
Probably the whole thing is hot. That's an assumption. And by the way, I just want to mention that that's the heter for using the same grates on your stovetop for flesh and milking. But doesn't stuff splatter? Right? I mean, we don't have separate grates. I mean, for Pesach, we get other grates or cover and so on and so forth. But that's the idea of grates. Okay, because first of all, it's a terrible, okay, and it's at least libun kal, right? So, it's anyway, I'm just saying that comes out of the shot, and that's what we rely on, because whatever spritz on it, whatever they get on it, it is immediately, you know, kosher, so to speak. Right, but the water you shouldn't drink, that's a chumrah. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, okay, he says, V'chein b'tesh ha'tonim b'ayishar urak ha'shoshu ba'alma v'lachein kol elu einan chumras mikradin. Okay, but he says these are not mikradin. He says, now another thing, he mentioned something else. V'da sheishu zor shol isho v'mayim b'kli shol basar v'chaka b'kli chalev v'tzim enam nekim l'gamrei. Make sure everything's clean. Where do all these chumras come from? These chumras come from if people stay far away from, far away from basar v'chalev. So you had all these chumras. The Ramo brings them. It's a good idea not to have any interaction between bus and chol. To try and keep it as far away as possible. Mikra din, as I said before, you know, of course you should have separate sinks. Mikra din, if something happened, a lot of times there's room to make. I'm telling you this when the rabbi asks questions. Okay, a lot of times there's room to be make. L'chatchila, we would set up our kitchen. This shouldn't happen. All right, but a lot of times, they're starting to hakel, and we accept it upon ourselves. Certain chumras, our boss says these are all chumras. Our self concludes, and that's what the the Aruch HaShulchan says. All these things, kol elu ein chumras mikradin, All right, and but we should be careful. We should be careful to avoid it. Okay? All right, so those are the four chumash d'amar. We'll continue with the sifches next time. Join the group on Shabbos.